The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
We're going to start today with the continuing hostilities, deadly hostilities, taking many lives in Gaza and Israel. Orly Halpern joins us from Israel. Can you give us an update on what is happening now, please?
Well, what is happening is what has been happening for almost a day now. It's this very lethal tit-for-tat. The Gazans, Hamas, are launching rockets into Israel and into central Israel, which is not just the usual periphery communities of the Gaza Strip, and have killed 5 Israelis so far, or maybe possibly 6. And Israelis are bombing Gaza. 53 Gazans have been killed, including 14 children. Israel is leveling buildings. It is actually saying almost proudly, this is what we're doing. We've leveled towers, very high buildings. We've leveled factories, and we are assassinating Hamas military leaders. So,
but that makes it sound like, Orly, that there's civilian targets involved here, that this isn't what you might say in war might just be allowable to go after military targets, but this is almost indiscriminately attacking civilians.
Well, on the Hamas side, that is the way that they shoot. They don't actually, they have more difficulty to shoot at military bases. Whereas, so when they shoot, what they can do and what they often do is they shoot into open areas. But now, as things are escalating, they are shooting into civilian populated areas. Now, with Israel, the Gaza Strip is a very tiny space with a couple of million people living there. So Israel says we've assassinated 16 Hamas commanders. There is a cost of civilian life as well, and not to mention all the people that are injured. So, for example, one of the Hamas commanders was, his whole house was leveled, and it was a house not just of his, it appears to be an extended family. I mean, if you see the pictures on the internet that the Israeli army has put, they've even listed the names of the commanders. And there's an attempt by Israel to have both sides want a victory picture. They want to say that at the end of this, whenever it does end, that they've won. So for the Israelis, they have to say, oh, we assassinated all these people and we've done all this damage. And for Hamas, it's like, we dared to shoot into civilian populations. We made Israelis run into their bomb shelters. We made Israelis cancel school. So each one is trying to get to be the victor. There really is no way of winning.
Internationally, there's been an enormous amount of criticism. I know that the Irish Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, has called in the Israeli ambassador to express Ireland's concern as to what is happening. But what about internally in Israel? Is this regarded overwhelmingly by the Israeli population as a legitimate response to Hamas? Or are there concerns that it is, as many people internationally think, too much of a response?
Internationally, Israelis are in general supportive of attacking Hamas. They saw things really escalated on Monday after on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, Israeli security forces injured 300 people on the Temple Mount, and as a result of that, Hamas gave an ultimatum that it gave an ultimatum that it would do something if Israel didn't pull out the security forces. So that was when there was an escalation. And since then, Israelis have thought, well, how could Hamas dare give Israel an ultimatum? So if they did have the chutzpah to give Israel an ultimatum, and then even more chutzpah to shoot in the direction of Jerusalem, that's highly unusual, then they deserve to be bombed. And there's an expression in Hebrew, it's quiet, we're shooting. In other words, don't complain about, civilian casualties or something we're doing wrong, because right now we're busy shooting. And that's the general attitude that, the more people are sent into bomb shelters in the center of the country, the more Israelis think, wow, we really need to, we need to bomb them. Now, what does that mean? You can't just kill, as we said, you can't just kill Hamas commanders. You, in a place like that, you know, it's not like they have a space between where the Hamas army is and where the civilians are. It's all very close, very, very tight there. So, of course, civilians are going to be killed. That's unavoidable. And so this whole campaign on both sides, civilians, it's impossible for civilians not to be killed if both sides intend on getting this victory photo.
It's a shocking state of affairs. Orly Halpern, based in Israel, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.